pleasure to have Boruc back with us. We missed him, although we were happy that he didn't turn up last week and he's enjoying the simcha. The couple should have been a biased member of Israel as much nachas and simcha from them. Okay, so we're going to do a bit of a chazor on last week in a quick fashion to test you. We're testing you. Have you got the principles clear in your mind and categories that we established last week? Vada bias, when do you go after unanimous votes? You need unanimous votes. When you go after majority votes, it's good enough. And when it's even good enough with one individual forcing everyone to do a certain item, he's the minority, can force the majority. Okay. So, the shaila is like this, a simple shaila. The building has deteriorated over many years of use. And it's time to go and paint, renew the paint in the whole building. So they have a vada bias team. Should we paint or not with paint? We need to paint. So the person Reuven puts out a hand, let's have a vote. They have a vote. And Reuven and Shimon, two of the members in the building, say we don't want to paint. Why? We haven't got any money. Is it a big expense? We can live with it as it is. What's the halach in such a case? Do you go after majority? You need unanimous, or even minority can force the decision through. Go ahead with that concept of painting the building.
What's the minhag?
Contract.
The minhag is
to go by majority. What? Instead of painted?
What, to have your building even run down?
I've been in my building 12 years. 12 years, we haven't had it painted once.
Even a yachid.
So, we have different opinion over here. I think based on the gears, that's coming out from, I've been in a building where we haven't painted for 12 years. Ab Meir Ve'esim concept.
It may be more than that. I should have been here for 12
okay. years. But the Rambam says the Yesod that says, Chotza Hashufim Kol Echad Behem Kofin Etzchabeo Lasuzbo Beishah Vedelis. If you've got a joint property, even one member can force the others to build a Beis Shah, a Delet, a door, security. Anything which is a necessity, as society define it, to live in such area, even one individual can force you. Oh, also, one individual can force even things which are minach to do. And no one else wants to do it in this building, but it's a minach to do. One person can force. So for sure, painting the building to get it back to its original state where you entered into the shutfus. Not only is it a minhag, but that's part of the shutfus, as we discussed. When you enter into the shutfus, you buy something together. Part of the shutfus is to maintain it to its state of where it was when you first got into the partnership. So there's two reasons, both of them are good enough, even for a minority opinion, to force his view on the majority. Say, minog, and that was part of the heskim of every shufas. Understood the heskim of every shufas, maintain what we have in shufas, unless we have unanimous vote not to do it. But you have one person saying, paint, of course you have to paint, and you reach that maximum of deterioration. Now, so we have a vote, and now we have a discussion who do we choose to paint? Who has the job to paint? We've got two possible painters. This person suggests, oh, we should get a Yankel to paint. And another suggestion is a Beryl to paint. So Yankel and Beryl are the possible painters. And there's a vote. And here we have six going for Beryl, for going for Yankel? Is that a situation where majority imposes its will, or something we need unanimous votes, or even not? What's the situation under that? Making a decision who to paint.
Is there a disparity in the price?
Yes. Why do you think others disagree with them? Both of them.
Some are related to Beryl and some are related to Yankel.
Of course, you have members related to Beryl and Yankel, but not everyone in the building is related to Beryl and Yankel. Well, there's a bit of a difference in price, but there's also a bit of a difference in quality. Not major differences, but differences.
I can't force quality and I can't force price, so I would have to take the minimum that even a minority wants. It would seem.
So, we learned last week that whenever you are making a decision which has a monthly effect on this guy's pockets, and it's not a minag or part of the shukvah's agreement, then you need unanimous. Yeah? Okay. So we've got a scenario where you need unanimous. That means when you're making a monthly effect where it's not a minag. So is there a minag to choose Beryl or Yankel?
No.
Is there a minag to choose Beryl or Yankel?
Unless there is.
There's nothing, and there's nothing written in your original agreement when you bought the apartment that you're going to use Beryl to paint it, or Yankel to paint it. So there's nothing in the Hesken. There's no minag to choose Beryl or Yankel. It definitely affects people's pockets who you choose. Yes, because one is slightly more expensive than the other. So, based on that, it should be a unanimous decision. But, why is it not a unanimous decision? Why? So, as Eric points out, we learned the Chassid Sofer last week. Yes, that's true. Me'ika didn't should be unanimous, but Kvar Nogu B'chol Godin Salim Meza Basaruba is ready minag in these type of situations to go after majority. Minag B'chol Inyon and Kelu is like a tzakona. V'nintan Adshis Gamer Kulam. Why? If you really should go after unanimous, why over here do you say go after majority? Because if you wait until you get unanimous, Lo Yikmashum Inyon, you never do anything. The building will stay not painted for another 20 years. And we already know that painting has to be done, even minority forces painting. And if you don't come to a decision who to paint, then the painting won't be done. And therefore, it will be hashkosas haklau. Hashkosas against what the halakha is saying. The halakha is a paint. And you're saying, oh, we need unanimous to decide who. That means it will never be painted. It's against what the klal is. Therefore, it's shum takana you go after Rov.
But the Rov doesn't want to paint at all. But the Rov doesn't want to paint at all.
No. That's not their up, it's not in their jurisdiction.
But
they got this jurisdiction.
You go by Rov?
No. There's two different shiners. First you have a decision. Do you want to paint? As soon as one person says, I want to paint, that's it. Has to be painted. Gone. Now we have a second discussion. Who to paint? Beryl, Yankel. Only two options. Put up your hand. For Beryl, put up your hand. Yankel.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the majority doesn't want to paint, they'll choose
or
the pieces.
So
therefore, we've got the klalim clear. You go after unanimous where there's no minag and there's no hashchotas haklal. That's me'ikir din. You're causing effect on his pocket. You go after unanimous. When is the minag, even minority can force it, or there's agreement already, a Heskin, a minority can enforce it. And when there is a not a minag, and it's affecting the pockets, but it's something which there'll be a hashos of the kal, and unless something gets done, then we go after a tekona called rope. Okay. The classic case, choosing to paint or not, even minority, who to paint, majority. Next shiner. Oh, okay. So that the minhag will determine, or the deterioration level of the building will determine how bad it is. Now, next shayla. We're building up the hardness of these shaylas. You live in a building, a quite old building, where the Kablan never put in shayish in the Chedra Madrigot areas. Okay. So shayish in the Chedra Madrigot. And now, all the new buildings are going up around you. New buildings are being built all around you. Kablan's putting in shayish. So now people in this building feel, look, we would like to install shayish now. So they have a Vada Bais meeting. And have a vote to put the shayish in. What do you do over there? Majority, minority, or unanimous? What type of vote do you need to have in order to put and enforce shayish payments on everybody? Majority, minority, or unanimous? Anyone say minority? Does anyone say minority can force the whole building pay for the shayish?
No.
No. Okay. What does that mean by everyone saying minority can't? That means that it's not minag, and it's not part of the Heskim Shutfis. Okay. So, because everyone agrees that minority can't do it. Okay. So now, you've got now two options. Unanimous or majority. When do you go after majority? Only if there's hashchoshes haklal. Yes? If this gets into the category of hashchoshes haklal or not?
No. It's been mushchosh for the last 30 years.
Aesthetics, okay. Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says, I prefer the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Samech Aleph Sif Aleph. B'nei Chotzer Kofin Zeh Ezeh. You can force somebody, even if he doesn't want it, to pay. But it's called Zavon Shem Chotzer Sorokim Sorokodim. Like we said, only thing that's just Sorokodim, Zavon Shem Ogovim, yes. Abel Shah Zavon, but other things. And one of the examples is, Gon Sir Vikir Ein Kofin. Making it more pleasant to live. That you can't force. That you can't force. Therefore, you have to have a unanimous decision in order to put the shayish in. And if you have the majority, then you can't force the minority. But of course, the majority can put it in at their own expense. They can't force the minority to pay for it. Okay? So we've got to clear the gedorim, I think. Now, here this concern. There's a building where the members have been there already for 20 years. And everyone are owners. And everyone has been there from the beginning. And they haven't moved.
They all bought the apartment from the original Kaplan.
And they all bought it from the original Kaplan. And after, I think it's 25 years, in the more stage, we reach a situation where the majority of the building are older members, getting on in age. And therefore, movability is limited, and they do not have an elevator, and they never had an elevator in the building up until now. So now they would like to install an elevator, because they're getting on in age. As years go on, the more need for the elevator is necessary. So they have a meeting, and the members on the bottom floors vote against it, and the members on the top floors vote in favor of it. Why do the members of the bottom floors vote against it? It's a huge expense, and I don't need it. So, we have a majority saying we want to install the elevator. We have a minority who says we don't want to lay out the expense for installation and the upkeep of it. Of course, it's also expensive. And therefore, what do you do under that circumstances? Can the majority under those circumstances force the minority or not?
Well, minhag is that they will usually, those who want it pay for it, and only they're allowed to use it. So that might trump everything else, because that's the minhag of Medina.
So let's think, what did we discuss last week? What scenario did we discuss last week? Last week we discussed a scenario where there was a problem of Genevas in the area. And building 12 has already been Ganav, building 8 has already been Ganav, building 10 hasn't been Ganav. They had a Vadabas meeting, they want to install a security door at the entrance of the building to protect them from the Genevas. And what was our conclusion over there? Majority rules. Why did we say it's majority rules under those circumstances to force even the minority to pay for the installation of the security door? Why? Why did we say? Because it's a possibility of being a Sarah Gozel. Because if there's neighbors around, then protect the klal. You need to have a security door. And if you need your unanimous, then you're not going to have a security for the cloud. It's hashkochas, a potential hashkochas the cloud. We have the second over there. Majority can force minority to pay for the installation of the security door. Okay. Potential hashkochas the cloud is good enough for the second of majority. Now, this scenario this week, is there a potential for hashkochas the cloud or not?
No, because here, first of all, here, first of all, here...
Eric, I want Eric to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
They can get older. They not the inverse, but you go to the bottom floor. The first floor goes one floor up, whether it's in the bottom. I can do it.
But the bottom people are not called the cloud. What's
no,
the cloud?
They are part of the cloud.
They're part of that, but they're not called the cloud. Like I give you a example last week, Cedric. Last week. I don't mind if Ganav come here, because they can come into my house because there's nothing to steal. Yeah, so therefore I never need their security door because there's nothing to steal. So therefore it's not the cloud, according to your logic. No, it's not the cloud. Why? Which is the majority opinion? Means so floor 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, and 8. There's 30 people in this building. 24 members of it say, yeah, 25 members say we want it. And that's all called cloud. Does anyone argue with Eric?
No, I agree.
I want some first.
I have a second reason.
Okay, first I want someone to argue with Eric, and then we'll have the second reason. Does anyone argue with Eric? Sure.
If the matzah is that all of those people cannot act, if it's a matter of comfort, slightly nicer or slightly easier, then it's something else. But if it's something which is mahu or for for them to be able to access their apartment, and that becomes a question of God. It's preventing them from normal use of their apartment.
Okay.
Not preventing. Go ahead and install it. But why should the guy on the ground?
It's an issue that relates to essential use, not a side genetic nation.
People need to get together and say, oh, we've got a possibility of apartments here, and the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth floor. And they say to each other, there's no lift for this. No one.
Okay, you're saying a good scenario, a good testament, okay. A good idea, maybe, even. And now, what's Mats' second reasoning? Before I round everything up.
It's not the cloud. It depends on who's living in that apartment. By the theft, it doesn't matter who's living in the apartment. It's a threat to the apartment. This has nothing to do with the apartment. This has to do with the particular person living there.
Okay. Similar to Eric, yeah? What are you saying? Why is that different from Eric?
No, because Eric is independent of that. Eric is because I'm not benefiting from it. The guy by the theft, he's benefiting from it that people can't go in. I have no benefit on the down floor, so I should not have to be stopping.
Okay. So let me point out something in a bigger picture. Second floor, Cheder Madrigot, or top floor? Okay. Cheder Madrigot. Who does that belong to? Second floor, third floor, fourth floor, fifth floor. Who does the Cheder Madrigot on all these floors belong to?
The whole building.
Okay. Even the bottom guy has ownership on the fifth floor, Cheder Madrigot. Yeah. Okay. What's going to happen if there's no elevator? Can any of the members access their ownership, all their ownership? Can any of the members access the ownership? Can they have access to the ownership? Even the bottom guy who doesn't want the elevator, what's he saying? I don't need the elevator for my apartment. Of course, I need the elevator to access my ownership in the second, third, and fourth, and fifth floor, Cheder Madrigot, because that's also mine. But I'm willing to mevater on it. I'm willing to give it. I'm willing to mevater. I don't want to access it, but it's mine. Yeah, I'm younger, but I'm going to get them. What happens when I get to 90 as well? I have the same problem. Yes? So therefore, the concept of getting to the areas of ownership is a concept klali, because even the guy on the bottom floor has ownership on the fifth floor, which is not accessible if you don't have an elevator for 90-year-olds.
But well, I never go to the Kadamah.
Okay, but that's your personal decision. But it's a klali decision. You can't say not nogeh to. Is nogeh to me, but I made the decision not to have it.
It's
nogeh to me, which I had a decision not to have it. But it's possible. But it's possible that it could be a hashkoshus a cloud. Correct? It's possible. And as soon as we say the word possible, as soon as you say it's possible, a ready to go on, ready to go on. I bet it could not affect.
I made the conjecture that you're going to need it.
I want to say it's a category of a justice of God. Access is mahuchesh, is potential.
You have to give access to your neighbor. You're saying it's difficult. You have to give, as a partnership with him, you have to allow him to have access as well. That's what Shmuel said. I'm saying something to answer Eric, and you're saying even without that, by having access to my apartment, that you, as an owner of the bottom floor, has to be give me access to my apartment on the fifth floor. That was part of the partnership originally. Okay.
Well, if you're arguing that, then it's not an argument of a majority or unanimous. It's an argument. Is it heterosexual? Is it one-sided?
No, possible. It's possibly heterosexual.
Possibly. I don't have to have people stealing their
stuff. Yeah.
Possible. It's possible. Now, well, it might be possible one day, because that's the argument we had last time about, well, the neighbors in Haifa are worried they're going
to
get
here. So you're coming to Haifa. Okay. Let us read the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Sifkim. It says, Shutev Yored Lesodza Meshutev. A partner can go into that field which is under joint partnership, but also he can work in it. Choshev, and his work is considered Kayored Meshutev, as he has permission, even though he didn't get permission from his partner, he either had permission to do it, but no Tilkadin or Isiyahir. And he gets paid the full going wage for such a work. Even if it's not necessary, needed for this particular field to have such an action done to it, but you being a partner, install it and do something to it which improves it, which could be good for you, but it's not necessarily good for you. You have to pay for it. Seems to be, what Shah Kareem wanted to point out from here, as soon as you've got a partnership going on, and I do something which could be beneficial for you, even though it's not necessarily beneficial, because it's not omen for this, but it could be beneficial, then I can force you to pay it, I don't need your agreement. You can have to pay. Not only I can do it, I can force you to pay for it.
Well, that's even if you're not a shutter.
Only if you're a shutter.
Here. Well, if I improve your property, you have to pay for me.
No, but then you only have to pay if it's something which is omen for. Definitely. Not something which may be good. But here, you're saying even when something which is not omen for it, and not omen to get it, but if something could be good for it, I can force you to pay.
Where does it say that? It
says, I feel the soldier shame also a little. The last few words.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that.
Even it's not omen for it.
It's not omen for it, but if you don't pay it, it's going to produce.
Just, and you get the normal guy, somebody who's not shutter, doesn't get paid. The going rate doesn't get paid for the going rate under the sun.
That's number one, and number two. Number two. You want to compare it directly, then you say it's successful.
Of course, so Eric say, well, then even one person should be able to do it under these circumstances. Even one person putting in the elevator should be true. Yeah, not majority. Okay. So, firstly, the dimion is not a good dimion, because the Nesivus over here says that's when he saw it and he didn't object.
Who saw it?
The other partner saw what you're doing, and then he didn't object. But for sure, if he objects, then he can't do this. And here we're talking about a situation where I'm objecting for installing the elevator. So therefore it's not comparable. I, what about our Svara, which we mentioned in the Chasam Sofas, Takana? It could be the Svara Chakal. And since it could be Hechrichi, for the clown, we can also force them to do it if we have majority. What about that logic? As you mentioned last night with the neighbor, here it's different. But the difference, even if say Eric is wrong, maybe he's right, maybe it's like Haifa, but even if he's wrong, and it's like the Geneva of last week, and last week you said you can force even the minority to pay for the installation of security door, because it could be Hecherachi, and this could also be Hecherachi, and it's like, not Haifa, even if you want to set that, not like Eric, but still, the majority can't force it. Because anyone can think of the difference between the case of Geneva last week, where it could be Hecherachi, and the majority can force, and this week, which could also be Hecherachi, even if, let's say Eric's wrong, maybe he's not wrong, but it could be Hecherachi, but here, even though it could be Hecherachi, the corner of the Chasam Sofer won't apply. Why won't the corner of the Chasam Sofer apply this week?
Like I said before.
No, you're saying that it's not Hecherachi, I'm saying it could be Hecherachi. Let's say it fits Mamish into the category, it could be Hecherachi. Exactly like the Geneva, and not like Haifa. And therefore, normally you would say Tekon of Chasam Sofer. Still, we wouldn't say the Tekon of Chasam Sofer because there's a difference. What's the difference
because
over here?
Here it depends on who the klal is composed of.
Klal is composed of everybody.
No, it's not of everyone. It's only of people over 90. The Chasam Sofer is saying when it's a general problem for the klal.
It could be a general problem of the klal.
No, it's not.
Over time, it could be a general problem.
That's not the klal. Yeah. That's just those particular people.
Could be a general problem for the klal. And therefore, over time, so therefore it should be good enough. And we would say not like Haifa. I heard what your arguments. You're saying it's not Hechrachi. I'm saying it could be Hechrachi. Let's say ignore you. Even, you may be right, ignore you. But still, even if we ignore you, it still doesn't have the Tzagona of the Chassid Sofer of Rogue. Why? For a very simple reason. Not simple, it is a very clever reason. Why does that? Okay, it's a good point, which is factually correct. But why should that make a difference whether the Tzakon of Chassid Sofer applies or not?
Because you,
the situation is dangerous. The building and the people can change, but the outside change. Over here, when they brought into the building, they were younger, and that was the mukhsa, that was the established situation. Now that somebody changed over 25 years, and he now needs it. It's his change versus...
Ah. Excellent. I think Eric mentioned that and he threw it out at the beginning, but he did this, he was more interested in the other kibbutz. But Shmuel is actually on the ball. There's a big difference. The Geneva was, we went into the building and we didn't need a security tool. Ponim chodoshes, a new situation arose, events happened. Now the situation requires the door to be installed, makes the door hechrachi. Okay, Rove. Here, you bought the apartment, everyone bought the apartment together. And everyone saw there was no elevator. And they still bought it. Like Eric spoke out that scenario. Everyone knows what's in there. Everyone knows what's in the building. And everyone knows that there is a possibility they become 80 years old as well. No one believes it, or never wants to believe it. Especially one's wife doesn't want to believe it. But everyone knows that it's possible to become 18, 19 year olds, and you still go into the building, which doesn't have an elevator. So what you're doing, by going into a building which doesn't have an elevator, which you know the story is going to unravel in a few years' time, that you're going to get old, then you may need an elevator, but you're still going to the building without an elevator. What are you agreeing by doing that? By agreeing you're doing it, making it a part of the shukfus, is that you can't impose me the elevator. Because you came into the building knowing there's no elevator. You came into the building knowing the elevator, and you knowing that you could need the elevator, and still you came into the building. So therefore, you're agreeing as part of the shukfus by coming in that you can't force another member to do the elevator. Big difference from the case of the Geneva. And therefore, even though it may be happening, which is a shine itself, which Eric doesn't and Matzah doesn't want to say is, but even if it could be Hechachi, still the robe won't work, because that's a Tzakona, you gave up by going in and knowing all the facts.
Why did you say it? I gave up? Maybe I was planning on doing what Eric said. Yeah, that's okay.
It's a Tzakona. It's a Tzakona. It's not like Meikah. It's a Tzakona we give to people that it's Hechachi and it's all Nebuch. Rose, because of the Nebuch. You're not Nebuch, you knew the facts. Not a Nebuch. You need to be a Nebuch to have Rose. Okay, very good. So therefore the halacha is, you can store the elevator, but only the people who want it, pay for it. Okay. And he's not allowed to use it. Correct, he's not allowed to use it. And if he does use it, then he has to pay at that stage. He doesn't have to pay, it's for the inn, but he can't use it. Since he's not using it, he has to pay. Bet you answer.
The guests come up.
Yeah. They need to, what should they do in these cases? They put locks on the elevator and they give it out to the members who are part of the elevator. That's the clever method.
Just put a lock there, but doesn't work. But I think it's
okay, let's now move to another next shiloh up. Building, people move into the building. Part of the hasrit of the building is that in the building there's an area designated for gina mushetefet. A garden, a joint garden, area for a joint garden to be developed. And it's designed for that. The Kaplan designed that area for that purpose. So members move in, they're too busy in the early years or looking after their own apartments, looking up and up. And now we come to a stage where Reuven wants the potential garden to be made into a proper garden. So now tell me over here.
Two, 3 years.
The potential garden to be into a proper garden. Now tell me. Over here. First child before we get to the dictator. Do you go after minority, majority, or unanimous in forcing the payment of this kina, the installation?
Here, Rick, here, so you can't ask me, you have to do now.
Don't jump into, you have to think a bit. Yeah. Is it like Seer of a Cure? Is it like the Shai's case where you need unanimous? Is it like the elevator case? You need unanimous if you want them to pay.
I'd say it's the minority because they bought.
Is it like the minority case? Is it the majority to corner? That's Kosh Sakla. What is it?
They bought all dots that there was going to be a garden there.
Who said?
That showed on the planet.
That doesn't mean that there's going to be a garden.
So the fact is over here, we should take into consideration, that on the plans itself, it was designed to be a gina. Yes, there's a, yeah. Walking with the children and the old man, yeah, they're all that pictures. It's designed to be a gina, on the plans. Well, now that hasn't been developed yet. Two, 3 years have passed, hasn't developed. So, how do you look at that situation? It's not exactly like the Shias, where it wasn't on the plans that Shias should be there, just the Kabbalah never put it there. It was never supposed to be there. You want to put Shias, then you need unanimous. But here, it's supposed to have a gina, because that's what the plans designate it is. Is that good enough to say even a minority can force the gina?
The pictures of Kabbalah and Zohar on a plan of English,
it's on the plans. On the plans you signed on. It's on the plans you signed. Not pictures. It's not the picture thing which you get to encourage them. It's the actual plan of your building. Which you signed on.
It can accommodate. It just means it can accommodate.
So do we say, just as in the plans, it was no elevator and no shayish, and therefore even if it's hashrok hasaklal, but you knew the plans, so therefore you can't force it. Do we say, Dabayram, that in the plans there is a gina, and therefore I can force it. Do we say that, Rayram?
What does it mean in the plans?
It's not that type of plan. It's the plan which you actually signed on the thing. That should be there. Gina? Okay. So all that means on the plan, Eric is saying, and I think Shmuel said it, all that means is on the plan is that the Kaplan is giving you an area that can be developed into gina.
Right.
So that you have to have a gina. Okay. So then we look at, as Eric says, we look at the minog of the places. The thing of the places is that this area is needed for the gina. It's an area which is developed for gina. It's an area which people do for ginas. Then, in such a case, the vadabais can force the gina payment on the minority. But you need the majority in such a case.
Why
do you need the majority? Because it's not Minag Medina. It's not necessarily Minag Medina in such a case.
Why there it is?
All it is.
If
Okay, we're not talking about 30 years. We're talking about 2-3 years. 2-3 years.
There's going to be a gain out there. Otherwise, it's going to be weeds and unsightly.
Because some buildings don't have it, it's not enough to establish a minhag. There's a lot of buildings which do have it, some buildings don't have it. Therefore, to say it's a minhag of the area, can't say it's a minhag.
So
they can say that it may be hechachi. Sometimes a gina can be hechachi, depending on the public areas around it. There's no public areas for children to pay. No public areas for there to be availability for children to have outside activity, then it can come a hechachri type of topic. So therefore, in this particular case, the Beis Din paskens that you need a rove. Rove is good enough to force. No, the hechachri is a garden which gives to children. A place to let out their steam. Okay. Now, here's the din term. Majority is necessary.
There's some gardens that are built even without access, just for noise.
Yeah, okay.
If it's built for noise...
Then it's nothing. It's not a heck of a
Yeah,
that's like shayish. That's like shayish. Talking about the garden which is there for the kids to enjoy. And to let out their steam. Now, here's the din term.
A garden or a playground?
It's a garden playground area. That's what it is. A playground's garden.
An old-fashioned garden.
What a garden should be. Here's the dinner. Shai is like this. Reuven wants this garden. So he organizes a Vardabas meeting, and out of the 14 members of the building, turns up Reuven and Shimon. So they have a vote, garden or no garden. So Reuven says, yeah, garden. And Shimon says, no garden. So what they do is, it's a block vote. So Reuven phones up Levi and says, can he come round? Who's another member of him? Quickly, so he comes round and says, okay, we'll do the vote again. Reuven and Levi say, we want a garden. And Shimon says, not. Okay, we've got majority. Majority, therefore we can install the building.
Majority of Dayarin, not majority of the people.
Is it a valid majority?
No.
What's the first possible flaw in such a majority over there?
You don't have the people showing up. You need a majority of Dayarin.
Says the Marashtam. Binyan Hatzorich L'Rov, Kefi Din Torah. When you need a majority, according to Din Torah, Kosu HaRashba, the Rashba writes, the Rosh, the Marik, all we've shown him, Hei B'Shuv, so Gam Bein B'Shitas, the Einik Karov is not called majority, Elek HaShay Yamzu Kulam Ke'echot, where you have everybody there, Oz B'Hasgomus Rov Amudim, when you have everyone there, and you have a majority vote, then the Sky Me'in in that majority votes can impose their will. Bar Koch on Shal HaMi, it's against the minority. So definition of majority is where all of them are there and you have a majority vote out of everybody. First floor in that Vada Bias meeting, there's only 3 members of the building in the first place who are there.
Why is this even a shiloh that he has to address?
Yeah.
What's the hell I mean?
Because maybe I've got majority votes.
Majority
2-1.
Two against one. So I can hold my own Vada Bias meeting in my living room. Nobody else showed up. I am the only one voting. I can vote unanimously.
So how do you get this majority? You have to get everyone there. Now, what's the likelihood of getting every member of the building to be at the Vada Bias meeting?
Everybody.
You need everybody there.
They
have the majority.
Physically, they don't have to be standing. You just need their vote.
If you have 8 or 15, even if there's only, if not everybody's there, as long as you have the majority of a possibility, then you have the majority of...
Not the Lashon of the Rishonim. You need Kulam there, you need all of them there, and have a majority out of all of them. Can you ever have that by Vada Bias? You never have a vice, because no Vada Bias meeting is going to have every member of the building over there. So therefore, what we're going to have, we'll never be able to get any votes through, because we need majority, because we'll never have majority. So how does the tikkunah of the chasen sofer ever work? You need rogue. Why tikkunah? Hashkosh the card. Oh, now you'll be able
you're
to do things.
Uh-huh.
I can't do things. Because rogue means I need everyone there.
You're translating yamdu as they're physically standing there, which is ridiculous. He doesn't mean that. It means that they're voicing their opinion.
Kulam ke'er.
Yamdu means they're making a vote. Not that they're standing. Make difference in standing or sitting.
So let's see a Gemara in Subas and the chasen sofer understood that this problem. This problem. Now, even with his robe, he says, I'm trying to stop Hashkoth HaSakra, but I've got this problem. Everyone has to be there. I've still got Hashkoth HaSakra. So he said, I've got Gemara and Ksubas to get round that. What's his Gemara and Ksubas? Oh, Rav Huna. The Rav Huna says, Hani Trey Shutfi. You've got two partners. This day, Dinner Bahadichat. Two partners have a dinner against Reuven. Well, Reuven has a dinner against two partners. It's really Reuven has got the dinner against the two partners. One of those partners comes to Beis Din, but the other partner's not there. No motzi idech lemeima. The other partner who's not there can't say at labad vanti diat and a shlichus alvid. He can't say, well,
the two shufim are against each other.
No, two shufim against Reuven. Reuven against the two shufim. Only one partner turns up. The other partner says, well, yeah, I was never there. So it doesn't matter what the Din Torah said. So he says, why? Because he said, you know, if I would have been there, I would have done a much better job. So the Din Torah doesn't apply to me. I'm a partner. I did turn up. You're trying to paskan on something which is no gear to me. Well, it's not applicable because I didn't turn up. I could have done a better job. So the Din Torah doesn't apply. No, you can't do that. That's only true if he's not in town. But if he's in town, he needs to come. And if he doesn't come, then whatever his partner does, he has to mekabel. Whatever the Torah decides, it decides to him, even if he doesn't turn up. What does this Gemara and Ksubas say, which the Chasen Sofer is learning out from it? What does it say?
Could have come in probably on show. It's your tough luck. It's your problem.
Yeah.
You need back your vote.
It's saying that if you're aware of it and you could come and you don't come, then that's it. Your needs or being there is not needed. And therefore the Chasen Sofer learned out for that. Near Poshet. Given Shechizu Bebehesia. If you make aware to everybody, when everyone's available, a good time for everybody, you say, this is when we're going to discuss this person's particular matter. Somebody doesn't turn up, he's giving over his power to every member who does turn up. And the proof of this is from this Gemara and Ksubas. You don't turn up, it doesn't matter, you know you can't turn up. You don't turn up, you're aware of it, you're giving over your authority to the members who do turn up. So, based on that, they have a second meeting, the Vardavice. Reuven puts up a sign. And here he gives everyone 10 days knowledge. Because the first meeting he didn't give information to everybody enough to turn up. Yeah, didn't know about it. So therefore, he puts up a second Vardavice meeting. And he puts up a sign and informs everybody, this is where we're going to do it, and it's a convenient time, and turn up, and this is what we're going to discuss. So, they come to the second meeting, and lo and behold, only Reuven and Shimon are there. And they have a vote. Reuven says, I want the Ginna, and Shimon says, no, well, surprise, surprise, that's how the vote turned out. And now, they haven't changed their minds. So, they try. River tries to call Levi. Levi can't come. No one can come now. Okay. So, what does he do? Does that help him now? Has he got a majority now? We know what Levi held from the first meeting. The fact that we know what Levi held from the first meeting helped for the majority vote in the second meeting?
No, that's a change of mind.
Yeah, so therefore we've got a tie and he hasn't got the majority. Okay, so what does he do? He does a third meeting. This time he's clever. He knows no one's going to tie it up besides Reuven and Shimon. So what does he do? He goes around all the building and gets them to write what their decision is with their signature and passport number. I want the Ginnah, I want the Ginnah, I want the Ginnah from all the members of the building. Okay. So the day comes for the Vadabai's meeting, and lo and behold, Reuven and Shimon turn up and nobody else. And they have a vote. Reuven votes yes, Shimon says no, and Shimon says, hey, I guess I win again. So he said, no, I've got this letter that says over here, these members are in favor of having the Ginnah. So I have now a majority. Question is, does that give him a majority or not?
Yes, it does.
Does it give him a majority or not?
Does he give everybody's
he's
yes
got,
and no's with only the yes?
He's got every member where they either said yes, or they said you can decide whatever you like. We give you authority to decide on our behalf.
So they gave me yippee-koah?
You give a yippee-koah, or he's got actual yes. So all the building effectively said yes. Either they actually wrote yes, or they gave him yippee-koah. So does he have now a majority against Shimon in the Vadabai's meeting?
I would say yes, based on this Kashrut Sofer. So the Kashrut Sofer is highly kemoser kofer l'ashoso. Mashma is mashma, that if they are moser kofer l'ashoso, then it would count.
Okay.
I'll say no.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Why no? So when Moshe Feinstein was asked this Shaila, and he says, I've got a raya from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, for those who done Daf Yomi, this is the raya. In Daf Lamed Vav or Medalef. Hataras v'atumas, if you have a shayla about tum and tara, ha'ab v'bono v'arab v'tamizo, and now you come to a basin to discuss, is it tome, is it tohor? A father and a son, a rebbe and a talmud, mon lehem shnayim, they can have a vote and they're counted as two votes. One for rab, one for the talmud, one for the father, one for the son, even though they're related. And they have a great keshu each other, they're counted as two. But did they in the momenus? But it's a shayla dinin momus, or dinin aposhus, or dinin makus, or whoever to give him makus, or kiddush achodesh even, ibu hashon, or making a leap year, avu b'no harab v'talmido eimonolem ela echad. They only got one vote. Father and son are considered one vote. Rebbe and the talmid are considered one vote. They only have a powerful one. What's b'shat in this Gemara? For dinin momenus and dinin aposhus, even though there are two people, they only got a power of one. And for Tumah and Taras, you got a power of two. What's Peshat in this Gemara? When do you have a power of two? And when do you have a power of one? Only a power of one. Why does a father and his son, or Rebbe and Talmud, only have a power of one? What's Dan saying?
They have different
opinions. Same pocket. You're saying the same pocket, but Dan's saying something. It's the same voice. Why is it the same voice?
They can have different opinions.
What?
Yeah. Even if he's not on the base, he's mukhlif the voice of objection. If his rebbe is wrong.
So Peshat in the Gemara is it because there's no two opinions over here, because they come from the same school that where he thinks as I think. We don't even think differently. We're the same mind. Memela, Rav Moshe learns that from here. Nogea to us. What hasn't nogea us? Somebody writes his opinion, what he would like to be done in the Vadabais, but he doesn't turn up, he just writes it. Ma'ache is not considered anything. Ma'ache shlo bo b'yeshiva sefar, because he didn't turn up at the Vadabais. Kiven Shen Yode Tam Acha. Why doesn't it count? Because he doesn't know anything. He just knows. He's only heard Ginna. And he said, yeah, I'll do the Ginna. Chutz V'tamatzu, he only knows one reason. He didn't hear the other side of the story. He doesn't know if there's other reasonings behind it. Even if he knows there's another opinion around, he doesn't know the prati details of why, what the reasoning behind it. And even if you tell him the two opinions and these are the reasonings behind it, but it's not able to have, it's not like a meeting where you actually hear him speak and see his rigishus and you see his thought patterns where it could have an effect on you. So therefore, when you write your opinion while having the proper information in front of you, your opinion is nothing. You don't have enough information in front of you to give an opinion.
If we have a Vada Bayit meeting, and immediately upon entering the apartment, they take a vote with no discussion, doesn't count?
If there's a topic up and everyone agrees not to have a discussion, then fine.
So why? You have still the same problem.
Over there. They're making an agreement. So they have a
discussion. They all agree not to have a discussion.
No, they're not.
They're saying, here, do you
vote
for me?
No, Shimon doesn't agree not to have a discussion. Shimon, who's anti the Guinness, says, I want everyone to go. And hear my point of view. Because I want to say my point of view. It says the motion says, yes,
everybody
you have to hear his point of view.
Everyone comes to the Vada Bayit meeting.
Let us carry on.
And as soon as they come in, they vote.
Let's carry on the motion. Let's carry on. V'asha, shirina hisika od b'shai me'echa b'ksab v'echa da'ite yipikoa. And even if you get yipikoa, he says, you can say my, whatever you like, whatever is your opinion is my opinion. It doesn't matter. Poshet she'eino klum. It doesn't count for anything. She'yibakach lo nasi yosum ha-mitsiyas. She'rat de'esachas. Yibakach can't create more than the facts on the ground. It's only one opinion. I'm saying my opinion. I can't say my opinion and count for two. That's what yibakach is. My opinion is counting for two. Not his opinion. It's my opinion. Can't count as two. And by vada bias, you need to have rov deus. Not rov vote. You have to have rove deot. You have to have rove of the opinions. Mefush, Rabbi to Sanhedrin, and that's what it says from this Gemara in Sanhedrin, that father and the son can't count, Rebbe and the Talmud can't count. Hatam Shatodon Shoma came, why is the Talmud saying like, why is the son saying it? Because the father and the Rebbe told him to say like it. They're not saying it because of their own opinion. Just saying, because this is what my father taught me. This is what my Rebbe taught me. They're not saying their own opinion. They're not saying their own opinion. So you've got one opinion here. And therefore, since you only got one opinion, you've got no rove, because rove in Vada Bayis means rove deot, majority opinions. You don't have majority opinions. I, Chasam Sofer says, Loshen Chasam Sofer says, that you pointed out, that if you know about it, you don't turn up, then you give the power over those who are there. How does that fit with this promotion? No? As Eric points out, I'm giving the power to all the members who are there to decide. I'm not part of the majority. Not that you can say my opinion. I don't turn up. I don't exist. But I don't turn up doesn't mean that you are now me. If I don't turn up, I don't exist. And the majority is the people who are there.
But
they can't use me because I don't turn up. So Moshe Paskins, and this is Halacha, Halamaisa, Moshe Paskins, that it doesn't help to give your opinions in writing or Yipikoch, because you need rove deus, not rove votes. And deus is only if you're there, you hear the arguments, and then you decide.
So what would
but if you don't
say
there, you're not a deus, you're just a vote. And you need rove deus, and therefore, even in the third meeting, Reuven couldn't get it through, so he had to go for a fourth meeting. There he managed to get Levi to turn up for the second time, and there he got his opinion for at the fourth meeting. But then it was already a time of year where they can't plant the garden, so they had to wait.
Two of the people at the Vada Bayit are father and son. According to Moshe, it only counts for one vote?
No, that's only by Dinim Momus and Dinim Mephoshes. I don't know, it's by Taras and Tumas. Taras and Tumas, maybe you haven't got Hadrocha from your father on on that issue.
What?
Yeah, maybe that you, it's not a subject which you've got installed in your father's bearing or Rebbe's bearing. However, if you make a Heskem to say different, which everyone agrees to that Heskem, then you can. You need a unanimous decision to change this halacha. If it's a unanimous decision that says everyone agrees that we accept opinions in writing, then now for now on you can accept opinions in writing. Minhag Medina can't be tofus because it's a rare event. It's not something, not minhag. That's if you have the takanon and you follow the takanon, correct? If it's not part of the takanon, not.
Yeah.
If there's a takanon and you're the building which follows the takanon, then you have to follow the takanon. That's the poshut, that's part of the heskin that you made, the agreement. But if there's no takanon, or it's a takanon which the building doesn't follow, that's an organ not to follow, then the takanon doesn't have bearing. And then we go back to the halacha. So sigum is, you need the rove, you need everybody out of the rove. You have everybody out of the rove, even if they don't turn up, if they know about it. But you need to have rove deus. That means you have to have physically people there in person and have a physical rove giving an opinion. If you don't have a physical rove giving an opinion, writing in Yibukoch doesn't count unless you have a unanimous decision in the building to allow writing in Yibukoch in itself. Have a very good Shabbos. Hashem will meet Shabbos next week at our Zad Habayit.